The problem is, I think what a lot of folks, including myself, had to come to this realization, it has so little to do with who your president is.
Yeah.
It has so much to do with Congress. Who's controlling Congress? Because the Senate, if they have 60%, either party can have 60% control, they change the tax law.
Okay.
That's the more important thing.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint, a podcast by 210 Financial. No matter who you are or where you are in life, having a plan for your finances matters. And that's what this show is all about. In each episode, we want to help you gain an understanding of where you are now and where you want to go from here. Hey, thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint Podcast, the show that empowers you to create a life of financial confidence so that you can live your best life today. My name's Kendall Stahl alongside my co-host, Mr. Phil Cooper.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Kendall.
I'm excited about today's topic, I think, although I don't know how much like certainty we can provide.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about 2024 election.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be really exciting.
And I might try to convince you to give your predictions, but we'll see.
I've got one. I'm ready to go. Yeah.
I've heard some interesting
You don't even need to go to the ballots anymore. I've got it right. I know what's going to happen.
You already got it figured out. Some people would argue that maybe you don't have it figured out, but some people do.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Yeah.
So 2024, it's an election year. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to people financially?
Well,
broad topic.
Yeah. First of all, it's hard to believe we're back in an election year. It seems like we just came through that circus here recently, right? And now we're back in this thing.
Yeah.
And for us to think that this one's going to be any calmer than the last one would probably be a big fallacy. It's going to be choppy waters for sure.
So are we going to end up with Biden and Trump or what?
I don't know. But if we could go down that road just for a second.
Okay.
So I don't care what side of the political aisle anybody stands on. I don't care. Matter of fact, I'll tell you how much I don't care about this. I believe that we can, as a society, we can each have our different political views for sure.
Sure.
You could vote for one. I could vote for another. I could care less, right? And I hope you could care less who I vote for.
Is that true? You don't care?
That's 100% true.
Okay.
But what I can't believe is out of a country of 350 million people, those are the best two options.
Right.
That's what I can't believe.
Maybe we should start running.
I would vote for you, dude. I would vote for you. I know some of your ideas.
You hear your heard first.
Yeah.
Here's our Kendall's beginning got one of our vote. Campaign.
No, a serious note, though. Is that the best we can do there? Anyway. All right.
They're old?
Yeah. Move on past that. Otherwise, I may get political on you.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. So I think what I'd like to talk about is a couple of different things, right? Obviously, we're spending more money than we ever have spent in the country in this country. Yeah. Historically, what election years look like, maybe some tips or tricks during election year, right? So I think our belief, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think our belief is that, and we've been preaching it from the mountaintops, is that taxes are going to have to go up, right? So Trump administration, as we know, has lowered taxes for most Americans till the end of 2025. So 2026, taxes are going up unless somebody changes something, right? Now that probably, depending on what happens in this election, you know, maybe it stays the same, maybe it changes. But even with that being said, I don't know how taxes don't go up in the future.
That's a great place to maybe step off on this topic just for a second and talk about why you made a very bold statement there and said, our firm believes that there's nowhere taxes can go but up. And I think I'd like to maybe discuss that a little bit and say, and maybe I would ask the viewer, so where do you think taxes are going, up or down? Now, right. I do ask that question in a lot of the seminars and workshops we put on. I say, who thinks taxes are going down in the future? You'll never get anybody raise their hand.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody will.
And then the question I ask after that, the follow-up question is, okay, well, why do you think that then? Why do you think taxes are going to go up? And the answer everybody always gives is always, well, they always go up. That is not true.
No, it's not.
And back in 2018, they went down for the first time in a long time. They went down. So taxes don't always go up. But the question is, why do we think taxes are going to go up? Here's Phil's answer. And I'm going to speak on behalf of Kendall. Here's the 210 Financials answer. We're sitting with a $34 trillion national debt.
Yep.
And it's going up $250,000 a second.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this podcast? I mean, a few minutes here, and it's up millions and millions of dollars in a few minutes we've been together already. That's continually going up. We have an aging population. We're out of money in Social Security. We've got more interest being paid on the national debt than we own military and infrastructure spending combined. It's not sustainable. Yep. Only a couple of things can happen. We have to cut spending. Don't think that's going to happen. Or we have to raise taxes. Mm-hmm. So we think in January of 2026, when the current law is set to expire, we think taxes are going to go up. And that's why this podcast right here is so important in this election year.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Let's put some numbers to it.
All right.
All right. Cause I came prepared today.
Attaboy.
All right. So 2022 data. So we're a year outdated.
Not so far removed.
Straight off the U.S. Department of Treasury website. Okay. So tax receipts, meaning income into our country or from our
taxes
citizens.
That we've sent to Washington.
You got it. 4 point, we'll call it round up, 9 trillion, I think is that number?
4.9 trillion.
Yep. Total spending, 6.2 or 6.3.
Did you catch the math on that? We've sent them 4.9 trillion, and out of that 4.9 we sent them, they spent 6.2.
Yep.
I get it. Okay.
Okay. So basically, you've kind of already said this, but I was just coming back to the numbers. Annual deficits like 2 trillion. And then you said earlier, national debt, I think you said 34 trillion, which in 2022, it was 33.8. So you're right on the money.
Gross.
Okay. And then the one other thing I wanted to say, you said the only way, I forget how you said it, but basically is to, stop spending or raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't think they're going to stop spending. And I think this is a good reason why. So what we spend our money on in a country, in our country, 71% of it, people would argue, is mandatory. Okay. Mandatory things would be like Social Security. That's like 1.23 billion health, related issues. There's 914, I believe, different income, security things, $8-9 billion, Medicare. There's another almost trillion. Interest on our debt is crazy. That all adds up to almost 75%. Just
you're not going to cut
in things that you can't really cut.
Right.
I mean,
they're already
you
promised.
Can, but what politician's going to stand up there and do
it's
it?
It's political suicide.
Right.
There's not a politician that's going to run on the premise to say, well, hey, vote for me, I'm cutting your Social Security. Vote for me, I'm going to stymie the Medicare system. It's not going to happen. That's political suicide.
And so that's why we think taxes are going to go up. And so what do we need to be doing about that?
Yeah. I think that you've been listening to podcasts any length of time, you know, we always say you have to have a plan, right?
Yeah.
The dollars that have a target on them are people who have IRA dollars, 401k dollars, simple IRA. That's just money that's never yet been taxed. Right. That's all it means.
Yep.
There's coming a day that the government's going to require you to reach into that bucket and pull some money out. Now, I'm going to make you a business deal. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I did this the other night when I was speaking to somebody. They said, yeah, I'll make a business deal with you in front of about 50 people. I thought, okay, this is going to be fun. So here we go. So I'm making a business deal with Kendall live.
I can't wait.
On podcast. All right. See if you take this deal. You and I are going to go 50-50 on a business.
Okay.
Here's the deal with this thing. I've already pinpointed the business.
All right.
This thing is profitable, man. It's a cash cow. It kicks out money like you wouldn't believe. You're going to write a check for 50% ownership. I'm going to write a check for 50% ownership. We're going to be partners on this deal.
Okay.
Whatever profit it generates at the end of the year, you get 50%. I get 50%. All right. Fair enough so far?
Seems like it.
All right. You're going to have 50% of the say-so.
Okay.
I get 50% of the say-so.
All right.
So far, it's a pretty good program. There's only one caveat to this whole deal that I'm not negotiating on, and that's this. I get to change the rules anytime I want to. You don't get to say yes or no to it. Are you okay with this deal?
No.
Whoa, I thought we were going to go into business on this thing. It was profitable. What's going on, right?
Yeah.
I made this deal in front of a group of 50 the other night, and the guy says, that's right there where we stop, right? I said, why wouldn't you take that deal? He said, because you can change the rules anytime you want to. That is the IRS right now. They are a partner, not a 50-50 partner, but they're a partner in your IRA. They're a partner in your 401k. They get to determine how much of that they get to put in their pocket. And guess who gets to change the rules?
They've been a 50% partner in the past.
They have. They've been a 70% partner to some.
Yeah.
And right now they're a very generous partner. They want a small piece, and that changes on January 1st of 2026.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't take that deal from me either. But we do this every day by having an IRA or 401k. We say, oh yeah, we'll just be partners with the IRS and let them change the rules anytime we want to. Well, right now their rules are very generous. We need to be having a plan on how we put more of your own dollars in your pocket versus giving it to them when they change the rules.
Yeah. I think the point is we don't know who's going to get elected, clearly.
Not a clue.
Right? It may not even be either one of those two. It may be
exactly right.
But just from kind of what we talked about, I think taxes are going to have to go up. And I think that's something people need to pay attention to going into an election, right?
Absolutely.
Volatility.
Yeah.
Right? So fancy word for saying the market goes up and the market goes down.
Mm-hmm.
There is what they call the VIX index.
VIX, V-I-X.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which you can look up online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a number, essentially, that says here's how volatile the market is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, historically, non-election years, the daily average of that indicator is 19, basically, or 19 point.
Really low. Okay.
2.6, yeah. If you would like to be exact. And the max on it, meaning it's an index, so it floats around. The average is 19. The max, in other words, the highest it gets is, call it 56 or 57 on a non-election year. All right. And then in election years, daily average is like 22.5. The max is almost 83.
Wow. Huge increase. Yeah.
And so that right there just says, hey,
we don't know what's happening. It's uncertain.
We don't know what's happening. We can't predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I think it's fairly safe to say, and we've kind of seen it so far, that probably going to be a more volatile year than normal.
Probably so. Volatility is not always scary. Let's say you come into the year in December. In January, you come into the year and the market's here.
Yeah.
If you come out of December and the market went clear to here,
right,
it's not going to be a straight line to get there. Mm-hmm. I could care less how choppy it is as long as it started here and ends there.
Yeah.
But we do have some problems. We got to be careful there. But as long as it's moving up, volatility is not such a scary thing. So people ask me, and I'm sure they ask you all the time on this, okay, it's an election year.
Right.
If that person gets elected, where's the market going? Versus if that person gets elected, where's the market going? I wish I knew those answers.
Do you remember the drama around all that in 2020? Like,
oh, sure, you know, I do. Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to go up, was it?
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to go up at all. But every year that, you know, whatever election is going on, people say, well, if this party gets elected, it's going to go crashing down. If that party gets elected, it's going to go crashing down. Did you know this? Little funny tidbit of facts here. Since 1928, through the year 2020, I believe it was.
Okay.
Yeah, check me on those dates. It's close on those dates. There was 24 elections, 24 presidential elections. 20 of them ended the year positive.
Yeah.
Only 4 went down.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what party gets elected most of the time. I would be more concerned right now as an investor, as a consumer. I wouldn't be a lot more concerned, not about where the market's going, but what does the next presidential administration need to do with taxes? Right. And Social Security and Medicare and all of the social reforms that needs to take place.
Yes.
Otherwise, we could have an economic calamity on our hands.
I think what you just said a minute ago is something that people don't realize. And that is that election years are more often than not,
they're positive.
Are positive.
Yeah.
Right. And so, so a lot of times there's a lot of fear. And if you watch the news too often, you know,
boogeyman around every corner.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's an interesting theory I heard the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the first time in a while. I'm not a real great with history, but probably not ever, but we kind of know, like, both assuming it's Trump and Biden, right? So there's the assumption, I guess. But if we get to that,
mm-hmm.
we kind of know what each party's all about.
Yeah.
So is there a chance that maybe we don't have as much volatility this time around or not? Right? Because how many times has there been an election year where, you know, obviously Trump was president and then he wasn't. Now we got Biden and we kind of both know what both parties, we've seen them both in the past.
I think the short answer is yes. I think that it could be status quo or same old. But the problem is, I think what a lot of folks, including myself, had to come to this realization, it has so little to do with who your president is.
Yeah.
It has so much to do with Congress. Who's controlling Congress? Because the Senate, if they have 60%, either party can have 60% control, they change the tax law.
Okay.
That's the more important thing. Along with what is the economy really like? And I would say this, that the news media wants you to believe the economy is in the toilet.
Right.
Try to get into a restaurant on a Friday night around here. You got a 2-hour wait.
Try to hire people.
Exactly. The unemployment is at I don't know if it's a zero, but it's darn near. We've been trying to hire certain positions for a long time.
Yeah.
And they don't exist. Those people don't exist. There's no pool to pull from anymore. People are working.
Right.
Interest rates have climbed, but they're still historically low. Mm-hmm. Car prices are climbing like crazy because the demand is still there. Housing is still very, very strong. The economy is not as bad as what we're being told on the news media.
Yeah.
No matter what political party you subscribe to.
What other things do we need to be considering during a presidential election year?
It's going to be volatile. We know that. Again, the news media is going to spin this one direction or another, which depending on which one you subscribe to, there's going to be a spin either direction, and then somebody's going to get elected.
Yeah.
Hey, surprise, right? We're going to have a president, whether it's the same president or a new president, we're going to have a president. It's going to be bumpy to get there, but if you're going to, there was a very famous investor one time says, if I was going to be successful, I would never bet against America. Yeah. We've always find our way through these things, and I'm still very optimistic.
And I think that's what a lot of people need to hear is like, sure, every news station, doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on, mm-hmm. right? It seems like it's always calamity.
Doom and gloom. Right? And that stuff sells.
There's always how long have we been having a recession for now, right? It's been, 2 years almost, and it still hasn't really happened, right? They talk about this rolling recession, whatever that means. But, America has always pulled through.
Always.
And always, I have my opinions, but I don't know, like you said earlier, it doesn't really matter who's president. I'm going to bet on the American people, all the things that we're doing.
People say too, Kendall, this is the year, and you'll see it every year. And it's usually the same people screaming this message. They're predicting that the next great market crash, this one will be worse than it's ever been since the Great
Depression,
right? And that's their basis. That's their standard. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you say that for enough years in a row, eventually you might be right.
Yeah.
But there are some people out there, I jokingly say they have properly predicted 8 of the last 2 stock market crashes, right? Well, eventually you keep saying that garbage, you're going to be right eventually. So there's going to be people that predict if this president gets elected, mm-hmm. it's doomsday.
Yeah.
If taxes do this, it's doomsday. If this president gets elected, the stock market's going to zero. Give up on that garbage.
Yeah.
America finds its way through every time. It'll be bumpy. I'm not saying it won't be bumpy, but if you have a plan that allows if this president or that president, if you have a plan that says if taxes do this or this, if you have a plan that says if Social Security does this or this, and you can maneuver those waters no matter which direction it goes, you're going to win. You're going to win.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
I like it. That's good. I think we should end on a positive note.
I do too.
Okay.
Vote for Kendall.
2024. That would be a scary situation.
No, I'd vote for you.
Could I convince you to be like vice president, or what position would you like?
I want to be like behind the scenes political advisor in case something that all goes bad, you're the guy that they're chopping on, not me.
Okay. Yeah. And really it was your fault. You told me what to do.
Just do this, Kendall, it'll be fine.
All right. Well, we'll see if I get any votes. This week in history, that's how we always wrap up.
Our part of the show right here.
Okay. Well, our first one is 1880. All right. Any idea what happened then? Man, this surprises me. The Salvation Army was founded in the United States in 1880.
You just gave me the answer, but I almost said Salvation Army. Was I going to be correct?
Almost say that.
So close to getting the right answer.
I didn't realize it'd been around that long. It's like forever.
I've been donating clothes to them that long, probably.
Is that where
that's where I drop stuff off.
You have no idea. Okay. 1936, the first stock car race is held at the Daytona Beach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Florida.
That was actually on the beach too.
Oh, look at this. Mm-hmm. How about this? This week in history, 2020.
2020 in history.
Yeah.
What in the world?
COVID. I don't feel like that's history yet, but I guess it is. All right, folks. Well, thanks for joining in with us today.
Thanks for watching.
As usual, if this was helpful information and you'd like to be notified whenever we upload new episodes, just hit the like or subscribe button and we'll see you there next time.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Your Retirement Blueprint. We hope today's episode helped you gain a better grasp of your finances and clarified a possible path forward in your life. This show is brought to you by 210 Financial. And our team is passionate about helping individuals and families achieve their ideal retirements. If you'd like to talk more about your financial plan, we'd love to talk to you. You can learn more and schedule a call at 210financial.com. Again, that's www.210financial.com. We can't wait to see you right back here next time on this show.